The White House briefing is still underway at this hour, and we'll be talking with Yamiche Alcindor about the latest on masks and any other new guidelines later in the program. But first, despite the pain that U.S. workers are feeling because of the pandemic, Wall Street rallied today as oil prices jumped 25%. This came after President Trump suggested that Saudi Arabia and Russia might back off a price war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 470 points. To close at 21,413. The Nasdaq rose 126 points, and the S&P 500 added 56. The scale of job losses today is unprecedented. More than 10 million people in 2 weeks. And many economists say there are many more yet who are not even being counted. We are going to take a deeper look, but let's start with the voices of some of those who have been laid off or furloughed. Here's a small sampling from viewers who got in touch with us.
My name is Juliana. I'm 24. I live on the east side of Milwaukee. Before all this, I had two different service industry jobs. There was about a week span of time where I was just like getting called off of my shifts. Eventually, they did end up closing.
My name is Lyda Parker Sylvester, and I live in Chicago, Illinois. I worked for 25 years in the hospitality industry, so hotels, an event planner. So when all this mess went down, like late March, we were furloughed.
My name is Jason Krujewski. I am from Denver, Colorado. And before this COVID-19 began, I was a biomedical designer. And 2 weeks ago today, I was let go of my position.
My name is Adrian Trujillo. I am from Seattle, Washington. It sucks to lose a job. You know, I have bills and stuff. So that was a concern, of course. That was the immediate. My God, I don't have a job.
I'm Ginger Garner. I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. I am a physical therapist by training, and I am self-employed. So I had just reopened my clinical practice. The decision to close my doors was very difficult because then that shuts you off from serving those patient populations.
My name is Ashley, and I live in New York City. The process to get the unemployment application accepted has been very difficult. I was furloughed officially on the 23rd of March, and I still haven't been able to submit my application completely. And I spent hours trying to call the unemployment offices. And so far, after 300 plus calls and hours on the line, I haven't been able to reach a single person on at the unemployment office.
I didn't expect this to affect myself. Unfortunately, right now, my wife and I, we are expecting our first child on April 26th as of right now. I applied for unemployment, started applying for unemployment anyways a couple hours after the news that my job was no longer needed at the moment. I still have yet to hear from the state of Colorado with any confirmation.
I have been looking for other employment, but it has been a struggle too as well, because you have millions of people looking for the minimum amount of jobs that are out there.
I think a lot of small business owners are frankly worried about, if they're like me, I don't know if I'll last till July. Applying for a loan in a regular environment is stressful, but doing it in this kind of climate where you know you might not survive if you don't get it is really heart-wrenching.
I have a son, he's 10 months old. I have to pay for his health insurance as well as mine without having a paycheck. And we had to take out a loan just because formula is so expensive. It ended up being $900, but we took out a loan and we pay it monthly. So that's something else I have to worry about.
Credit card payments, loan payments are all late. You obviously amass many late fees with those. If this goes on for another month or two, I mean, how am I supposed to, you know, really recover from that?
I've never experienced anything like this. I lived through 9/11 within the hotel industry. So, and we did pretty well recovering, but I'm very nervous about this one. And I think we as a country need to have a conversation of what are we going to do to help people? Help people and make sure that our bills are being paid and that there is income coming in.
The views of just many of our viewers.